Anything fun this weekend?
Not really.
Not really?
Why not?
Not long enough.
You'll be back at work on Monday morning.
I have to be back at work on Monday.
Come back fresh on Monday.
No, I'm sorry. Monday's not going to work. It'll have to be Tuesday.
Nope, not today.
Today, yes.
So get back to work, everybody!
Back to work! Back to work, everybody!
Keep your nose to the grindstone.
Let's get this show on the road.
Hey, chin up.
It's showtime, baby.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
What a weekend it was. But you know what? There's still more weekends to come. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I got some people in space, and it made me think what you would do, what we would do. So that's today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. If given the opportunity, would you take a trip on SpaceX? I got to think about that for a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I've jumped out of a plane before with a professional strapped on my back. But I don't know if I'd want to shoot up in the atmosphere like that. But what about you? If given the opportunity, would you take a trip on SpaceX? Reminds me of that video of Elon Musk. I don't know why, but it pops into my head. Of him having that, you know, unbreakable window in that vehicle that he was showing, and he threw something at it and it broke. It's like, I hope all of his products aren't like that. Especially the ones going into space. Okay. I got to get this out of my system because, wow, first off, thank you for all of the birthday wishes. You're too good to me. You were so good to me. Thank you to everybody who showed up at the Constitution rally in Carson City on Friday. To see those kids reciting the Constitution and being dressed up in period costume, George and Martha Washington there, Lady Liberty, Uncle Sam, and the parents so proud of their kids for at this young age knowing and coming out and talking about the Constitution. And the singing, oh, it was fabulous. On Saturday, I had three rallies in 3 days. On Saturday, we rallied at Wingfield Park for the state workers to oppose, to stand up for their rights against forced vaccinations. And I prefer the term forced and not mandatory, because these are being forced, people being coerced, intimidated, and, well, threatened with the loss of their jobs. And it's getting pretty tiring the way that these people in government, supposedly, you know, government positions. And that's how we get into talking about the swamp. Yeah, you have to watch out for the elected representatives, but it's all the rest of the people who are working behind the scenes that are pushing the agenda. And with the director of the Department of Corrections just right on board with this, forcing the hand. What's going to happen when all of a sudden half of the workforce at the Department of Corrections is gone? Because trust me, I've talked to the employees. They're ready to walk. And they're prepared to leave behind the pensions. They're prepared to leave behind the not good, but decent paying jobs. So we rallied on Saturday with Joey Gilbert for that. And then we rallied on Sunday for school choice and to get rid of CRT. And what is so disappointing is whether you're standing up against forced vaccinations or against school district tyranny, not enough people are showing up. I get the emails, I get the calls, I get the texts. People are supporting this, but they're afraid to show up. They're afraid to be seen. For one reason or another. Either they're a teacher or they're a parent. They don't want their kids retaliated against. Okay, I get that. But at what point do we lose our freedoms because of the fear that is being put out by a few? Because if I look at the numbers of what I receive, we are the many. We are not the few. We are the many. But the intimidation is getting to people. I wish you could have been there with me. Saturday night, celebrating my birthday, celebrating my producer Dan's birthday. Because originally I bought these tickets for him for his birthday. But that was, what, 2.5 years ago? We finally went and got to see Toby Keith. Great concert. Absolutely fantastic concert. He's a good showman. He just likes to have fun. But there were thousands and thousands of people there. It was packed. I'm assuming, because I know I did it, and so did my friend Sandra. Any empty seat you saw was because that person was down dancing in the aisles or, you know, getting refreshments. It was a packed house. No masks, except for on a few of the Nugget employees. Even all of the Nugget employees, not all of them were wearing masks. I saw one woman out of thousands who was a concert goer who was wearing a mask. And you know what? Good for her. She felt she needed it. Good for her. But no pressure on all the rest of us. And actually, I want to send out a big thanks to the Nugget. It's a beautiful venue, the outside amphitheater. And they know how to do it. We're outside. We have our own responsibilities. No mask requirements. No social distancing requirements. And we had a blast. An absolute blast. And I'm still getting pretty sick and tired of the pressure even coming from the media. Get your vaccine, get your vaccine, get your shot, get your shot. Why? When there's hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and Regeneron, why? Chris Rock out there, oh, you don't want to get this. Get the shot. Okay. I really wish he would have followed that up with more than 13,000 people have died in this country from that shot. And it hasn't even been out for, what, 9 months? So I take that very seriously. You think it's scary to have COVID? Really? Try getting a shot and then having a heart attack. That's pretty damn scary, too. I had COVID pneumonia, sepsis, ICU for 4 days. They didn't even treat me. Just kept me comfortable, built my strength back up because I had stopped eating. If you stop eating, start drinking Ensure or Boost or one of those nutrition replacements because it makes a huge difference and you have to build your strength up. The worst thing that you could do is just lay around. Lay around and wither. No. Get up. Get treatment. But obviously not from the hospitals. If you think you have COVID, you need to get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin in the beginning. And I found another doctor. I'm finding more and more doctors because the ones I keep recommending are getting overwhelmed. So now I have Dr. Ross. I have Dr. Ross in my arsenal. You have to take hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin when it's early, when it's in its early stages. So don't wait. The Regeneron, that's what you get when you've had it and you need to get better. You don't have to take your chance on an experimental shot that has not been FDA approved. Just saying. So when we come back, let's hypothetically ask the question. What's going to happen when people walk out? It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Phone lines are open, 884-9910. Love to hear from you today. Lots of stuff going on, and we'll talk about any of it. We'll also talk about the border coming up.
Sounds like gibberish.
Rhinus rain and troubling and a fremen chemidin.
Happy National Gibberish Day. Observed annually on September 20th.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with, we've got a couple of callers right now. Linda right now wants to talk about the rich people out there. Linda, what are you thinking about rich people?
Rich people? No, I'm calling about the your comment about people not showing up.
Oh, not showing up. Okay.
Yeah, they need to be aware of what's going on. Tomorrow in Clark County, their county commissioners are meeting to discuss and vote on considering free speech a public health crisis. They want to censor all of the side effects and deaths of the virus so that nobody in Clark County will be able to discuss the side effects or how many people have died from getting the shot.
Wow.
That's what's coming to Washoe. Washoe's going to be watching Clark, and if Clark can get away with this, Washoe will be next.
Yeah, that's...
People need to stand up, step up, and speak up. Because they're not going to be allowed to speak up.
Yeah, and I only reach, you know, I can only reach so many people. So until we have media saying anything about this or other forms of communication, we've got to let people know that this is coming out. I mean, that's incredible. I haven't heard anything about this.
I put up a flyer all over Facebook yesterday begging people to show up down in Clark County tomorrow to protest it, to try and stop it. Because if it happens in Clark, it will spread north. It's just like any other virus. That's what the virus is.
Yeah.
It's our freedoms being taken away. In fact, I even saw somebody post that the vaccine is the Delta variant.
Oh, yeah. I posted that a long time ago. That's why people are getting sick who have been vaccinated.
Yep.
You've put it into your body. What do you expect? And they don't want people to know that. So, Linda, please, I hardly get to social media anymore. Please directly send me that flyer so I can talk about it.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that, hon. Thanks for being on top of everything.
Thank you.
See, my producer wrote down rich people, and I thought he was going to mention that, you know, the Emmys that they just had. Yeah. Nobody wearing a mask. But your kids.
I don't watch any of those shows anymore.
Yeah, me either. You know, but it just shows that rich people don't care about your feelings and what you're forced to do, as long as it doesn't affect them. So let's go back to the talk and text line at 884-9910. Daisy, thank you for calling in to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What's on your mind?
That triggered a thought. My son is in one of the Department of Corrections facilities, and they've got this new director who isn't letting the commissary stock the things they used to have and telling them, coercing them, oh, you can't have a visit unless you get a shot. A bunch of them just recently lined up and got the shot because of the visit. Well, that was a bunch of nonsense. They're monitoring when they can get out of their cell to the point where he said it's the old guys that have been there a long time said it's because they're getting ready to lock them down full time because the guards are going to walk off. They got that under, you know, they have their own way of finding out. There's some good guards there that actually treat these people like humans.
Yeah.
Just because they're incarcerated doesn't mean you don't have feelings. They talk to them. Some of them treat them like crap.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, I say it all the time. And it's true. You know, just because you made a mistake doesn't mean you can't come back from it. But when these, you know, when kids go into prison, when first time offenders, the way that they're treated or even not even protected, it turns them further into criminals. So I think that, you know, we do need to treat them better, except for the hardcore ones.
Like being able to buy your lozenges for your throat because there's this cough going around.
Yeah.
They don't stock the zinc lozenges anymore. They don't order them for them. And they used to have them.
Well, that's really interesting because fighting COVID, you have to have zinc.
I know. See, what's that?
The bigger question, Daisy, is why when this all first started, did the Department of Corrections, through the governor's office, purchase tons and tons and tons of hydroxychloroquine? And now nobody can. Yeah, exactly. Where is it? Why is it not being given to inmates and officers?
Yeah, a bunch of guards got sick.
I mean, that's incredible.
And my son got very sick. So he has 13 times higher immune response than ever getting the shot would give you.
Right.
So why would you want the shot? That's better. A lot of them got sick. There's only about 150 left in this one facility that haven't got the shot because everybody else just folded. They were coerced so hard they couldn't take it anymore.
Well, and as Linda was just kind of mentioning, you know, that's one of the theories out there is that's why they want everyone to have a shot. They're not talking about herd immunity anymore. They're not talking about personal immunity. They want everybody to have the shot because that's going to bring on another variant.
I have a young man that's going to write you a letter. He knows three people personally that shouldn't have got the shot, that they made them take the shot, and they died in prison. Mm. And they don't talk about that stuff. I just feel so bad that a lot of these guys are locked up and made an example of and then treated inhumanely. Isn't there some cruel and unusual punishment thing that could go along with this?
There are
besides
a lot of
their
rights.
Religious beliefs.
There are a lot of rights that the inmates have, and they're just not told. And it's
well, and they don't give them to them.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. Daisy, thank you so much for calling in, and I am waiting on that letter.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see it.
Good. Yeah, he said it's been weighing heavy on his heart. He needs to speak up. My
he
son won't
to.
Write anything. He's afraid of retaliation. This guy's like past that.
You know what?
Well, thank you.
If retaliation happens, then you get a hold of me again, and we'll bring it out in the open. We have to keep talking about this stuff and get it out in the open because people are being mistreated. Inmates are being mistreated. Correctional officers are being mistreated. Health workers are being mistreated. Seriously? This isn't a game, people. And we're in it to win it. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Absolutely 100%. You know, I thank all of those veterans out there, the people who are currently serving in the military, all of our health care workers, our Department of Corrections workers, our law enforcement, our first responders. How you got through all of this for a year, over a year, all of the nonsense came out of it on top. And now people being forced to leave their careers because somebody else tells you, you have to get a shot. This is coming out in Newsbreak. I stopped using their app because, well, they were just too liberal. All the things that they were sending out. But, you know, even they're sending this out. Almost 20% of COVID deaths over the last 2 weeks were people who were fully vaccinated. There are countries around us that are opening up and they're stopping the nonsense. Because people are seeing what's happening in Australia and it's just pushed them too far. Here's another story for you. U.S. doctors report a 20 times increase of cancer in vaccinated patients. Post-vaccine, what we're seeing is a drop in your killer T cells, in your CD8 cells. Yep. Federal vaccine. Remember, the VAERS reporting system. This is a federal reporting system. So when I go in and I tell you that over 13,000 people have died from the shot, guess what? That's only a very small number of people who made it in to the reporting system. Because doctors are being threatened with their jobs, with their licenses, if they report this stuff. Heck, They're being threatened with their jobs if they don't get the shot and if they tell you about the therapeutics. It's still common sense to just stop and think for a moment. If this shot doesn't protect people from getting COVID, then why would you push everybody to take it? Something that has a 99.6% survival rate, but depending on your age group. And even in your age group, it's still 99% survivable when you have the proper medication. Governor Cuomo out because of some BS, being touchy-feely, when he should have been out on murder charges. Whitmer, Newsom. I can't even remember the two up in Oregon and Washington, pushing people into nursing homes who were sick and nobody getting treated. But boy, they were the first ones to get those shots. And you didn't hear about the numbers of them dying because, oh, well, they're old. Uh-huh. Yeah. Protect yourself. And yes, I will get what I can for people out for, I'll update my list on my webpage, 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, about the doctors who are actually doing their jobs. Remember, they took out the do no harm in the new version of the Hippocratic Oath. You can look it up for yourself if you want. There's the old one, and then there's the what they call modern version. And it's very interesting, the wording that they use. So, received this. What's going to happen if the COs walk? The command staff will be counting, feeding, and getting the inmates ready for their day for months. Yeah, I hope the director of corrections and all these other organizations are ready to roll up their sleeves, because they're the ones who are going to be doing the jobs. Because we have personal freedom. My body, my choice. Please respect that. And now, as we see, they're going after the First Amendment. Your freedom of speech, my freedom of speech, our freedom of speech. Because if this passes in Clark County, I know not everybody can do this, but if there is just one or two people from Northern Nevada who can go to Clark County and fight in the commission to make sure that this does not pass, or if you know anybody in Las Vegas that can go to the commission meeting tomorrow, 8 a.m., they are going to vote on censoring free speech about the shot and the post effects, including death. Wow, isn't that amazing? The media is allowed to terrorize people and put an undying fear in them that they were going to die of COVID if they don't get this. But when the truthers are out there trying to get the information out about the treatments, about how many people are actually dying, yeah, having heart attacks, kids with myocarditis now, they want to shut us down. Who do the commissioners think they are? Facebook and Twitter? No. Facebook and Twitter are private companies. They can do what they're going to do. But the Clark County Commission, and a heads up for the Washoe County Commission, you try and pull this stuff up here, and that's going to be the end of it. Especially since Lucy just announced his re-election campaign. Just saying. So if anybody from the north, 8 a.m., they're going to have to drive down tonight, fly down, whatever you can do. We need boots on the ground. Because as Linda said in the last segment, that's exactly what they're going to do. Washoe County will follow suit of Clark County. Just like Nevada usually follows suit of California. Putting it out there for you. Because they're coming after freedom of speech, freedom of the press, more than you know. Don't know if you are familiar with this story, but the drones that the media now uses regularly were banned from the southern border at the International Bridge, where thousands upon thousands of illegals are gathering and living, basically building a shanty town. Because they want amnesty. They want a life better than what they had. Or is it because they're being sent here? Interesting concept. And we'll get into that right after we get this traffic report on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk station. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
Freedom of speech. That First Amendment covers so much more than just you and I talking. It's the freedom to peaceably assemble. It's freedom of the press. So Biden, giving you this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, shut down the airspace over the International Bridge, where even little shanty towns are popping up because they're making their tents. They're even making things out of sticks and bushes. Because there aren't just hundreds of people. There aren't just thousands of people. There is over 12,321 people trying to be underneath that bridge and come into this country. So much so that Governor Abbott of Texas, he shut down all entry points. Said if Biden's not going to do something about this crisis, then we are. But in Arizona, California, we are being overrun. And as somebody just texted me, it's mass invasion. Now think about this. Mayorkas, when Haiti had another earthquake, said, don't come to America. Your boats will not be allowed to beach. You will be turned back. You will be turned away. So, there are airlines who are flying them to Mexico. And they're coming across, just walking across the Mexican border. And now the government is stepping in to say, no, you're going back to Haiti. And rounding up Haitians to take them back to Haiti. Now, here's my question. Why aren't they doing that for the Hispanics? Why aren't they doing that for the Hondurans, the Guatemalans? Think about that. And then think about the Biden administration doesn't want you to see what's actually going on, so they cut off the drones. There's so many ways to get around this BS. We see the videos from the people going in on the ground. It was just laughable when this happened because one of the politicians from Arizona, well, they got a helicopter. And they took the media up in the helicopter. Because only the drones were banned, not the helicopters. So there's always ways to get around their BS and bring you the truth. Speaking of somebody who is very much into the truth and the freedom of speech, 884-9910, the talk and text line. We've got Star on the line with us. Hi, Star. Thanks for calling into the program today.
Hey, thanks, Monica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Really love what you do. Thanks for your freedom of speech. We need more people like you out there telling it like it is. I'm outraged by all this. They're just destroying the country as fast as they can. If it's not one thing, it's another. We got so many issues going on right now. It's unbelievable. But for them to come out and try to take away our freedom of speech, first, it's our freedom of our bodies. Now our freedom of speech, it's just unbelievable. I found out what Dr. Fauci's name means. It means the blade. So we have another Mangla, another Dr. Mangla, Dr. Death, Angel of Death is what Dr. Fauci is. He won't come forward and say he doesn't know what he's doing, but he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
this
he knows exactly what he's doing.
They can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
They want to make a lot of money. Yeah. So they're going to push their vaccinations because they have a globalist agenda, which is about cash and as much as they can make before they all go to jail.
Well, I believe, though, that they also think they're not going to go to jail. I think they're under the influence that they're going to be protected. So, you know, because even if they go to jail, their assets can be seized. You know, it's
right.
This whole thing, people have to understand, our government is the only one who gives these pharmaceutical companies these special treatments of not being able to be sued. Other countries make sure that their citizens have rights. And if they're putting this poison into people and something happens, they can sue. I just brought a story up about that the other day. But, you know, just the thought of not being able to tell people that this vaccine or this shot has killed more people than all the vaccines combined in the last 20 years, that to me is accessory to murder. So
that's right. That's right.
Star,
exactly.
Thank you so much for your support, and it was lovely seeing you on Saturday. Thank you for coming out for the rally and just doing your part to speak the truth. Because we have to talk to family. We have to talk to friends. And if they just turn a blind ear, then wish them all the best. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. I've got more on the border crisis, which is a crisis. Is it a constitutional crisis? Well, they're supposed to be defending our borders from invasion. And if you look at the numbers, we've got an invasion going on. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here today. We'll be back right after this. All these updates for you.